Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
It's time to remove the muzzle and replace it with a megaphone. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead. Well, as an attorney and certainly as a former pastor and continuing in a pastoral role in many ways, I am very passionate about pastors and leaders to speak up and speak biblical truth. Pastors are called to speak biblical truth. They're called to speak biblical truth on all the issues, not just on some of the issues, but all of the issues. And unfortunately, there are some pastors that are silent, sometimes because they're just intimidated. We'll talk about that. But other times they're silent because they think, oh, well, I don't want to jeopardize my 501c3 tax-exempt status. Well, nothing could be further from the truth, because not one church has ever lost its tax-exempt status for engaging in what's called lobbying, being in favor of or in opposition to local, state, or federal laws, or supporting or opposing candidates, certainly for educating on candidates' position. No church in the history of America has ever lost its tax exemption for either of those two positions.
But you know, are those pastors going to stand before the Lord one day and say, you know what, I protected my taxes in status, aren't you proud of me? But you know, a recent survey showed that 90% of pastors believe that the Bible addresses different cultural issues that we're dealing with today, abortion, immigration, marriage, et cetera, et cetera. However, 90% of pastors will not talk about that from the pulpit. That is tragic.
Yeah. You know, I have a presentation that I have done many times to pastors. And in fact, I just did a presentation this week to pastors around the state of Florida, trying to get them to understand the importance of being a voice and encouraging people to register, encouraging people to vote biblical values, particularly on the amendments that protect or that would undermine the sanctity of human life. They need to speak up. Mm-hmm. And so one of the things that I talk about is the amendment that came into the IRS code in 1934. And that dealt with being in favor of or in opposition to local, state, or federal laws. Statewide initiatives fall within that category, as do appointed positions. So, for example, if, say, the president nominates someone for appointed office, or the governor nominates somebody for appointed office, and that person has to be confirmed in one fashion or another, that falls within this same category. So there's generally what's considered a 5 to 15% rule. There's nothing hard and fast, but there's generally a 5 to 15% rule. 5% of your overall activity is perfectly fine. 15% may cross the threshold. So I look at the minimum 5% that everybody agrees upon, and that's the most minimal of the percentages. And if you take 5% of what I call a do-nothing church, it is pretty significant of what that do-nothing church can do. And this do-nothing church is really a church that you probably never have seen, because it really does virtually nothing. It has a perhaps 3-hour service, 9 to 12 on Sunday, and a midweek service of 1.5 hours. Total operation hours, 4.5 hours per week. It's opened 4.5 hours per week. There's no paid staff. The pastor and the Sunday school teachers, for example, they do no prior or subsequent preparation or follow-up. So they come there on Sunday. They open the doors at 9. The pastor has not prepared for the sermon. The people have not prepared for their Sunday school.
Wow.
Hopefully you're not part of a church
like
that.
Sounds like a social club.
But it's really a do-nothing church. I use this as an example because it's an extreme example.
But you know, I think, Matt, pastors need to examine themselves.
And, yeah, but and let me finish this in terms of what I want to talk about.
I was getting
about.
Really discouraged with all that illustration.
No, it's hopefully, Holly, you're not attending a church like that.
No.
If you are, you need to find a different
one.
But it's a really do-nothing church. And then we'll talk about what pastors
okay.
have to do. But to make the point, this church that has no paid staff, what's 5% of 4.5 hours? It's 13 and a half minutes. So that do-nothing church can spend 13 and a half minutes every week on supporting or opposing legislation or voter initiatives. And if they don't do it 1 week, it's 13 and a half minutes times two. If they don't do it for 2 weeks, it's 13 and a half minutes times three, and so forth and so on. It's 5% of your overall activity. So once you start adding meat to the bones, a paid pastor, a paid assistant, some volunteer work, my goodness, there's no wonder why no church has ever violated this rule.
No, so don't get on the Google and look up do-nothing churches and find your local one, right? No, but I was going to say, I think pastors, it's so important to really look and examine yourself and say, am I paid to do this or am I called to do this? You know, it's been heartbreaking to see the last year or so, so many pastors have fallen due to moral immorality, you know, and that I think that's a great question for them to examine. Am I paid to exalt myself in this and to get attention?
I know.
Or am I called to teach my people how to deal and how to learn God's word and how to deal with issues so that we can be lights as God has called us to be?
I can tell you how some of these pastors get into that situation, because just being around pastors, I've seen some of those pitfalls that you have to be aware of. In seminary, for example, I was in seminary, and I wondered why some of these people were in seminary. Some of them were in seminary because that was the only thing they thought that they wanted to do, could do. You know, they weren't interested in science or electrical engineering. They went to seminary.
So they weren't called.
They weren't called. Or maybe they just were expected by their family to go into seminary. But they weren't called mm-hmm. to be pastors. But they trained to be pastors. So there are certain people that are trained to be a pastor, but they're not called to be a pastor. That's number one. Number two, there are some people who are called to be a pastor, and they may well be trained to be a pastor too, but they're called to be a pastor. They really have a calling to be a pastor.
Mm-hmm.
But as a pastor, they're always the center of attention. They're always the center of entertainment. They're
That's the problem.
And they're always the center. And sometimes it's the church puts that on them. Sometimes
sure.
the pastor puts them on, because they're always there. They're always leading things. They're always be the center focus. They're preaching. So they're always there. People know them. If they're in an event, they're always the one asked to pray. So they're always on all the time.
Right.
And consequently, that can get to their head.
Right, but they're there to facilitate people, drive them toward the Lord, drive them to God's
Word.
Well,
and that's the thing.
It's not about them.
They have to be very, very careful, because
right.
if you take out the head,
right.
you then it's just like, you know, you're going up against your opponent basketball team. Well, you try to double guard the person who's the most effective leader on the other side to try to take them out. So Satan tries to take out the head and goes after the pastor, bringing different kinds of temptations around that pastor.
Hence is why they need accountability of other
exactly
people.
Exactly, why they need accountability, while they need to really guard themselves and realize that they are continually a shepherd, and not forget their original calling. Don't forget your first love. And in the process, by the way, part of that pastoral calling is, obviously, you have to guard yourself. You have to be held accountable. You have to have people praying for you. You have to have accountability. You also have to speak the word. Some people say, well, I can't speak about abortion because there are people in my congregation that have had an abortion. Exactly why you need to speak
mm-hmm.
about it. Because those people who have had an abortion, if you haven't talked about it in the proper way, they have not been set free from those abortions.
You're denying them healing.
And
their story can be helping to other people
exactly.
as well, other
And
women.
If you're silent, then someone might fall into the trap of having an abortion because they've never heard from you from
right.
the pulpit.
Right.
You know, pastors, I encourage you in churches and people that are listening in your churches, encourage your pastor, pray for your pastor, but encourage your pastor to speak up. These are not political issues. Marriage, the whole LGBTQ issue, abortion, and those are just some, but they're clearly at the tip of the iceberg issues, religious freedom. We have to speak out on this issue. And I tell you what, for pastors that do speak out, you know, there's a lot of people that are begging to find churches with leaders that are actually unafraid to integrate the Bible with issues that affect their daily lives. Go to Liberty Counsel's website. We have a tab for churches. LC.org, you can click on the tab for churches. Lots of different resources. Churches can become affiliates of Liberty Counsel's Church Association. But we also have information there about what pastors and churches can do. We've just touched on a little bit of the tip of the iceberg, but we have handouts, other things, lots of information for what pastors can do. Replace the muzzle with a megaphone and be God's shepherd for such a time as this.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org.